This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are with me. And the big news, of course, is the fact that London has been attacked again. But there's lots of other big news. There's news of liberalism that is an affront to your sensibilities that's happening every single day. And the London terror attack, the second in less than a week, only essentially reinforces everything you've known about liberalism, which is they don't care if they kill themselves. And if it gets you, they're okay with it. As they say, we have to crack a few eggs. There's a show I've been watching. It's called Luke Cage, Marvel Comics. And it's a collusion between the criminal element and the political element in a Harlem. It's set in New York. And Luke Cage is a black guy who gets invincibility. You can't shoot him. You can't hurt him because of something that goes wrong. But Alfred Woodard plays the councilwoman who's working with her corrupt cousin who's a street-level dealer. He has a nightclub. He's got, but he runs drugs and he sells arms. And that's his deal. And he funds all her malfeasance. And the idea is she really wants to improve Harlem. And get this, make it blacker. And then he gets to be the money guy. And she makes sure that no monkeys get on his back so he can continue to do what he does while he's funding all these good, supposed good works. And you got to see the show just to see how it's written, because so many stereotypes. One, and it's funny, it's written almost by a conservative, because the guy will say, the drug dealer is like, man, look, you to his cousin, Alfred Woodard, you can talk all those platitudes about what you want to do for black folks. He's like, say what you want, talk, you know, do whatever you need, just so I make my money. You get your money, you look good for the public, I make my money, and I'll just be the underbelly of society who's rich. And I'll run nightclubs, I'll have all the hot girls, I'll have the fancy cars, you have all the accolades, and the way you want them, I'll have them the way I want them. Both of them getting what they're getting, and black folks getting nothing. So he deals drugs, he deals in arms, he deals all this stuff, and she runs interference. And she even tells him, why don't you stop with this and become, quote, legit and come join me in doing this? And he's like, then who would finance you? And guys, I will tell you, they're not. Hollywood doesn't make this stuff up. They're not that inventive. This is the way it works. I've told you guys time and time again, if you show me your big city mayor, that guy has meetings regularly with the most powerful criminals on the planet. He knows a shot caller in every neighborhood, and the councilwoman like Alfred Woodard in this show, every one of these council people knows who the kingpin is in that area. Well, we call him a shot caller in the hood. They know every one of them. They need people to go and burn down a neighborhood. Lacey Clay, he calls a congresswoman in the neck of the woods and says, hey, I need you to get some brothers out there to protest. Call the church. Y'all get on this, do that there, blah, blah, blah. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Click. It's done. Burning down, shooting, mayhem, you name it. They know it. These are the people that fund these guys, that get them to put their names on these buildings. And what's funny, in one of the scenes, the guy says, my money will outlast any name you stick on that building. He goes, have it. Put your name on that building. If it makes you feel good, the Marcus Garvey, the Malcolm X, the Martin Luther King, the this, the that, the other. Put your name on there. My money will outlast it. That building will be torn down. I'll have my money. And you know, again, truth. And so, yeah, I look at these things. Hollywood knows it. They make, I mean, this is a TV series. They make this stuff knowing exactly what's happening. Nobody's benefiting. Hey, let's grow a park. Let's grow a garden in the middle of Harlem. It'll be symbolic. Hey, how about this? How about you let these kids get out of Harlem and go into the rural areas of America and see that life is dramatically different. The air is clean. There's not the hustle and bustle of the city. You're liable to survive. You will learn in school. You won't walk through metal detectors. You won't have the racial strife that they want you to believe. In fact, you'll be embraced. Oh, man. The world is so distorted under liberalism. It's crazy, folks. I swear you can see it in everything that you do. I hate I have this vision. I feel like I'm Superman. I got, you know, vision to see through walls. But I do. When it comes to leftism, you do. They will do anything that's counter to what's right. How do you think London is under attack? It's under attack from within. It now has a Muslim mayor. London Bridge is falling down. Anyway, this hour, we talked about London, and I don't like to rehash things, and I know that's not good for the way that most shows work, because some people get hour 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 of the show. Some people get all 3 hours or whatever, but I want to talk about Comey this hour. I want to explain to you the lies that you've been told about Jim Comey, James B. Comey, that the ruse of Comey. And I wanted to explain to you the brilliant move made by your president to get rid of that snake. He is a swamp rat of the highest order, and or whatever. Pick whatever vermin you want, but we'll prove it to you. We'll talk about Comey's past. We'll talk about everything that led up to his firing and why it happened and why the fireworks this week. Everybody's anxious to see. I know I am. I want to know how the leftists handle what Jim Comey has to say, James B. Comey has to say, when he's put in front of Congress. I just want to watch. And this is going to be the big story of this week. It'll go into the weekend. And let me tell you something, folks. Trump is no chump. What Trump did was strategic in every way. It shows you that the guy knows how to play long ball, and that's what we're looking for. I'm so happy that we have a guy that understands what's really happening in government, and he's got good people around him to know what they're doing, and they are making sure you're represented. And Comey, I think, is going to surprise a lot of leftists when he has to do some mea culpas. Hey, I'm just as anxious to see it as you. I don't have any crystal balls, but I bet we feel pretty good about it afterwards.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. 844-551-8255. Love hearing from you. Lots going on. We've got, of course, Russiagate, which is going to turn into Clintongate, which is going to turn into Leftistgate, which is going to demolish the left. But let them do it. They want to take this thing to its brutal end. We've been talking about, let's take leftism to its brutal end. The death spiral. You're watching it, folks. And you should be happy. You're witnessing history here. You're witnessing the Democrat Party kill itself. You've seen that meme where the snake is eating its own tail? That's what you're watching. Just a matter of time. So, where are we at? We got Comey testifying this week. And let me tell you what you need to know about Comey, because this is amazing stuff. We're going to spend a lot of time this hour on this, so let me just let you know. I know we've had Muslim attacks in the Philippines and all this, and we've got the fallout of the Paris Climate Accord and all these other things. I know the sky is falling, because it is falling for the left. The Paris Accord is done. Global warming, in terms of the United States' participation in this cabal to steal billions, if not trillions, of dollars from the taxpaying citizens of this country, has ended. Can you imagine if Hillary Clinton were part of this, the new world order that wants to take your money to pay for air, where we would be right now? We'd be happily going and giving away our money. We'd have a trade deficit with China that went from $347 billion to $418 billion. Mexico's trade deficit would increase with us from $56 billion to $85 billion. Canada's would increase from $11 billion to $23 billion. We would just start giving away the money. It's a money fest because that's what the left does. It's not theirs. They've immune themselves from it. They get their fat cat salaries no matter what. They don't care what happens. They make money in the worst of times. How do you think Pelosi went from $12 million in net worth to $37 million in net worth in the worst three economic years in American history? You think they care about what's going on in the economy? These people make money. They print it because it's yours. And when I say they print it, I mean they print it. I'm not kidding. They go into the thing, they say, President, turn on the printing presses, and they print it, and then they build their portfolios, and they do their insider trading and whatever else, and you're just sitting out there holding the bag going, what's going on, what's going on? Why's my 401k going down? You know, why am I losing my home? Why am I losing my job? Are they losing their homes and jobs? How many congressmen and senators lost their homes and jobs in the worst economic time in our history? You would think, let me tell you, as an owner of a company, you take the hit. When something goes wrong, if you're the leader, you take the hit. I can tell you, as a person who has had employees, I've sacrificed so that my employees would get paychecks. And I've done it more than once, sadly. But you do that. Do you think anybody that you put in the leadership in this government took a hit in the worst economic times? Go back 10 years. Go back a decade. Go back two decades. Ask yourself how they've done. How have they fared? If these people file bankruptcy, it's because they are blatant idiots. They don't know how to steal because they don't file bankruptcy. They have almost all these guys have more than one home. They have people driving them around. They got staffs. I'm not talking about a stick, a cane. I'm talking about minions who do their bidding, do their work for them, all of them. And if you don't think they use their congressional staffs to do their personal work, you're out of your mind. But that's who we deal with. And these are the people that want you to believe they've got your back. They've negotiated NAFTA, great. They've negotiated TPP, great. They care about the value of the dollar. They care about the number of real jobs being created versus all this nonsense that we are seeing today. Right now, Donald Trump, we had 156,000 jobs created this month, which is lower than expected. I guarantee you they'll raise it. Here's what I'm telling you. The media report will report less and raise it later. They'll say 156, and you'll find out we had 211,000. Reason to celebrate. Oh, well, we underestimated it. If it were Obama, they would have told you it's going to be 211. Yeah, ooh, the economy's booming. And it would have been 123, and they go, oh, yeah, we overestimated, sorry. But they will not tell you that they've underestimated when it comes back through. But by the way, that still made unemployment tick down. People are actually looking for jobs. We created 156,000 jobs, which is essentially equilibrium. It's ticked down, and it drops down unemployment to 4.3, the lowest rate in 16 years. Hardly a peep out of the media. They don't care. So what? Blacks and Hispanics can even get jobs now. That's how many opportunities Donald Trump has created where even blacks and Hispanics can work. Don't say anything. Don't let anybody know. Don't let black people and Hispanics know. That's not what I wanted to talk about, though, because we got a lot to talk about with Comey. See, they want you to believe that Donald Trump doesn't want Comey to testify. And the fact of the matter is, he does. And I told you guys, Comey was a leftist plant, and Trump already knew this. And a friend of mine, his name is Mark Howard, he wrote this. He says, there are very few crime mystery novels that approach the true story for compelling drama, intrigue, and brinkmanship
with the nation in the balance than the discussion of James Comey. He says he's a poisonous snake of the highest order. Deep water swamp denizen who's been highly paid to deliberately provide cover for high-level corruption by the Clintons and Obama. Central to trying to destroy the Trump campaign and then the Trump administration from the start. And he says Comey is as dirty as they come in D.C. And I thought, wow, when he sent me this, I was like, come on, Mark, you serious? He says, Comey had the highest level cover. The FBI was deep into an effort to eliminate Trump. And Trump had to move hard and he had to move fast. And at exactly the right time to cut off the snake without getting bitten by the snake, or he'd be done. He fired Comey when he was 3,000 miles away from his office. Comey had no inkling he was being cut, that all his files, his computers, and everything in his office were seized by his boss, Jeff Sessions, in the Justice Department. This was not a violation of protocol. It was tactical. And he says, notice how Trump compartmentalized the strike. He didn't inform any of his White House staff to prevent leaks. He says, notice how he emasculated Comey and the swamp denizens by letting them know in a tweet that the attorney general got information. The information was surveillance tapes from the seizure of Comey's office to let Comey and his handlers know that Trump's DOJ had the goods on him. Remember, we were talking about this before. Donald Trump tweeted out, hey, we got information on you, buddy. And my friend Mark says, this was a brilliant, strategic, and totally imperative move at exactly the right time against horrible, evil, corrupt powers infesting our government. The swamp is on notice that the president is on to him. When I come back, I'm going to tell you Comey's history and how this all fits together. It's shocking, seriously.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerated colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking about James Comey. And I have to tell you, so a friend of mine, Mark Howard, sends me this note. And he's telling me, Kevin, Comey is crooked to the as the day is long. And he's been a Democrat plant for a long time. And you got to understand his history in order to understand why he is where he is and why Donald Trump did what he did. And I gave the synopsis earlier, previous segment. You want to check it out, go to kjradio.com and do that. But he goes on to say this, that they're sweating bullets because the criminal games of corruption are being pursued and they know it. They're screaming and ranting because they understand they're about to become roadkill. And he says, here's what you got to know about the Comey scam. And if you want to check out everything that we're talking about, just let me know, because I'm telling you this stuff. You can draw your own conclusions. I never want to give you that, but I'll tell you what my friend wrote, and we checked out a lot of this, and it's amazing how well it fits together. So Comey was a minor assistant U.S. attorney in the late 90s. He gained power and money by being a DOJ official who investigated and cleared Bill Clinton of any wrongdoing and the Clintons' pardon of financier Mark Rich as the Clintons were leaving the presidency. This is how Comey began his career as a swamp creature years ago, as a servant of the Clintons. He freed him. Go look at the story about Mark Rich and ask yourself how this guy possibly could have gotten pardoned. Comey provided cover for the Clintons in their gaining this power and wealth after leaving office through the pardoning of a billionaire money laundering arms dealer and criminal, and Comey was a key piece in how the Clintons upped their corruption game and gained this wealth through their foundation after leaving the White House. This is where it really gets intriguing. A huge part of the scheme was giving Mark Rich this free pass when he should have been sent to prison for life, and Comey covered up for the Clintons. And this is how he became part of the machine. So, the Lockheed connection. Immediately after doing Clinton's dirty work as a DOJ, minor DOJ official, Comey resigned from the DOJ, took a position as the head attorney, the counsel of Lockheed Martin, huge military contractor. While he was in that position, Lockheed became a major contributor, millions of dollars, to the Clinton Foundation and its fake charity spinoffs. And in return for the payments to Clinton Inc., Lockheed received huge contracts with Hillary's State Department. Comey was the chief legal counsel, legal officer, of Lockheed as these monies they were going to the Clinton Foundation started to light up. So let's go back. He was assistant something, you know, a minor level assistant U.S. attorney in the late 90s at the DOJ, protected the Clintons. He then goes to Lockheed and becomes the chief counsel of Lockheed,
They donate millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. Lockheed gets billions of dollars in contracts, and we're all good. In late 2012, after overseeing the successful relationship between Lockheed and the Hillary Clinton State Department and the resulting profits, Comey steps down from Lockheed. He gets a $6 million payout for his services, and then he goes to HSBC Holdings. Are you guys familiar with this? So it's a bank of in England. And you go, what? Why would you go from being a contractor at Lockheed, you know, the involved with, you know, Lockheed, to going to HSBC? Get this. These guys were being investigated by federal authorities and law enforcement. And they'd been laundering billions of dollars for the Mexican drug cartels, rather, and channeling this money for Saudi banks who were financing terror, moving money from Iran in violation of sanctions, and other major criminal activity. Now, their criminality was pervasive throughout the bank with all its officials and everything. HSBC was a huge Clinton Foundation contributor, many millions throughout the investigation, and Bill Clinton was being paid large personal speaking fees at HSBC events while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Eric Holder, Obama's Justice Department, did what they were paid to do. They let HSBC off the hook. They paid $1.2 billion fine, paid by its stockholders, not paid by them. Not one director, not one officer, not one management team member at HSBC was fired or charged with any criminal activity. They got a fine. That's it. And when everyone involved with HSBC, including the Clintons and all their donors, were being let off without penalty, cover needed to be provided to HSBC. Comey was appointed as a director and member of the board of HSBC in the middle of the fallout of this scandal. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, I want you to think about this. Let's go back. He's a low-level guy at the Department of Justice, and he gets Clinton's multi-billionaire friend Mark Rich off, who's an arms trafficker and a big donor to the Clinton Foundation. He then moves from the Justice Department to Lockheed, who then donates millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation and gets billions of dollars of contract. He then moves to HSBC, who's under investigation, and he provides cover for the Clintons there. That's where we are so far. And you think, boy, Kevin, you know, that's a lot, but there's no smoking gun. I'm telling you, folks, this is one of the most crooked guys in government. And if you look at his resume linearly, you go, he never should have had some of these jobs. There's no reason for you to have brought him on. This is as inside as it gets. Comey was part of the effort to cover up the scandal at HSBC to make them look respectable again so that nobody would put their eyes on the big bosses. That would be the Clintons. Then Comey gets appointed to the FBI with essentially no experience in law enforcement. After about a year as HSBC's director, and despite having no experience in law enforcement, no DOJ leadership experience, no qualifications for the jobs, Comey was appointed FBI director by Barack Obama. The only qualification Comey had was that the Clinton cronies knew Comey was in bed with them. He was compromised, and he was willing to do their dirty work. So he was appointed to the FBI when Hillary was leaving the State Department, vulnerable to the FBI because she'd been using the private server, as you guys know, mishandling classified information, selling access favors for contracts from the State Department to the Clinton Foundation, blah, 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 including Lockheed Martin, and many, many more. They needed somebody who understood the Clintons, who everybody had sort of cleansed as, he's a great guy. He is not a great guy. This, you know what's funny? I remember the narrative being set that, oh, Comey, he's as good as it gets. You just don't get any better than Comey. And oh, he's bipartisanly supported. You know, really? Say whatever you want. This guy is crooked. He's been planted there for exactly the reasons that he did. I want you to go back to when Comey came out and talked about all the things Hillary Clinton did and then said, but she had no intent. And you see, it was like the OJ verdict. What? I mean, we're out there going, yeah, 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 what? I'm telling you, you look at Comey's timing on all of these different little things, and you start to connect the dots. And that's what Mark did. He connected the dots for us. Says the obvious conclusion was Comey was appointed to the FBI along with other reliable Clinton Obama cronies to run interference for the Clintons and the Obamas at the nation's federal law enforcement agency in conjunction with a corrupt Justice Department. Comey was and is owned by the Clintons. He owes all of his power and wealth to being part of their machine and providing them with cover. So let's look at the Clinton Foundation again. In late 2015, early 2016, information begins to leak out about the Clinton Foundation and its use as the Clintons as a multi-billion dollar slush fund for corruption and political favors. Even Chelsea's wedding was paid out of the charity. This is right as Hillary was going to begin her campaign for the presidency. Now, this is more recent, so we all remember these facts, but I just want to help you continue to connect the dots. It was revealed that the foundation had never completed required reports or had an audit. Supposedly, the FBI under Comey began an investigation of the Clinton funds. A, quote, professional accounting firm was brought in by the Clintons to do a review, file some reports, make recommendations to the Clinton Foundation board, and provide a veneer of legitimacy to the Clinton fund operations. Predictably, one of the partners in the firm that was chosen and paid a lot of money is the brother of, anybody want to guess? You want to guess? Huh? Anybody? Anybody? James Comey. This brother owes James Comey $700,000 for a loan James gave him to buy a house, and presumably some of the money from the Clinton Fund was used to make payments to James on the loan. Over 2 years later, nothing's happened as a result of the FBI, quote, investigation of the Clinton funds under James Comey. I'm just telling you how connected these people are. You couldn't slide a piece of paper between Comey and the Clintons in terms of their separation. And there's more. I'll have it when we come back. Keep it here, folks.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about James Comey, a shill, a lackey. He gave immunity to Hillary Clinton's subordinates, did not use subpoenas or warrants, lost evidence, allowed the destruction of evidence, failed to do any searches or seizures of evidence, did not use a grand jury, did not swear in witnesses, did not record testimony, allowed attorneys to represent multiple suspects, which of course corrupted the testimony. Everything that could possibly be done to ruin the FBI investigation and to cover for Hillary Clinton was done. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. I can't tell you how much James Comey was just the perfect person to put into place for people to believe everything was good and the FBI is doing its job when quite the opposite was true. Nothing more than a cover agent for all of the shenanigans of the Clintons and the Obama administration. Everything that could be done to ruin the case to cover for Hillary Clinton was done. I repeat that. A slam dunk case was a mess. Immunity given where people provided no help whatsoever. And by focusing the FBI email scan on that, attention was drawn away from the Clinton Foundation. Everybody knew that's where the real scandal was. Remember, we kept asking, when are they going to look at the Clinton Foundation? When are they going to look at the Clinton? And I told you earlier, suddenly this, all the things, HSBC, all these things that point directly to the Clinton Foundation, poof, gone. Like a sitcom that didn't work out, you know, where they cut three pilots and poof, that was it. Comey was brought on to botch the Hillary Clinton investigation. He was to ruin the case against her and her minions within the FBI regarding her emails. And at the same time, he started work on a parallel assignment to wiretap and surveil Donald Trump and every person involved in the Republican campaign. He was tasked with digging up dirt that he could use to hurt the campaign later. This included the fake dossier paid for by the Clinton campaign to obtain authorization for surveillance and to try to associate Trump with the Russians. Under Comey's direction, the Trump/Republican campaign was monitored, it was surveilled, and all that information was shoveled over to the White House and to the Clinton campaign. And then Loretta Lynch showed up, right? That's when we got her involvement. I'm just telling you, folks, I'm helping you connect the dots. She was supposed to complete the cover-up for Hillary as Attorney General by issuing a finding that the deliberately botched FBI investigation did not justify prosecution of Hillary Clinton. But somebody screwed up. And Bill Clinton got videotaped in Arizona before she was supposed to make her decision on Hillary, which, of course, would have been interference in a federal investigation. So Lynch could no longer squash the Hillary scandal. So they gave it to Comey. The Clintons owned him. He'd do whatever was necessary to provide cover. So he went on national TV, which violates the rules of the FBI, the Justice Department, American law enforcement, and revealed some of the evidence of what Hillary Clinton did, enough to make it look like they were really doing a thorough investigation, then declared what? No intent. He cleared Hillary because that's what he was ordered to do. The Justice Department backed Obama and Comey's cover-up, and it looked like Hillary had survived the scandal. And right before the election, NYPD got the information on the pervert, her Uma's husband, Anthony Weiner, off his laptop, found the classified emails from Hillary on the laptop, and the NYPD began leaking details to new media outlets, and the story was going to explode. So Comey once again had to cover for Hillary Clinton. They know this. They were, he brought it up and all this. They know exactly what was happening. Comey knew, hey, I got to take the fall for a little bit while they get all this, you know, worked out. He short-circuited the NYPD leaks by acknowledging the laptop and the emails, then claimed days later that hundreds of thousands of emails had been reviewed and there was nothing new. Once again, job done. Cover. Already put it to bed. You guys were asking, how could they have possibly gone through tens of thousands of emails that quickly and know there's nothing there? How could they not? And if Hillary had won, he would have kept on providing cover for the corruption of the Clinton machine and the leftists in general. He would have kept the FBI paralyzed, prevented the Clinton Fund from being investigated, and continued doing his job as their personal scandal eraser. But then Trump upended the apple cart and he won. That put a wrinkle in things. So they got to rehash all the Russian stuff, right? The Obama-Clinton operatives were embedded throughout the intelligence agencies and the entire bureaucracy, and specifically Obama's DOJ and James Comey. And they want to smear Trump with these connections through a fake FBI investigation. And then they tried to trap him. into some sort of criminal interference with the FBI. And they had the help of the rhinos, sellouts like McCain, the fake Russian P dossier is leaked to the press. No evidence of connection between Trump and his campaign with the Russians. But it doesn't prevent Comey from initiating an investigation. So now he's got protection from Trump because he can't fire him since he's initiated this investigation. And then Comey or some of his minions, they leak the news of the Russian investigation to the media, and the media does its scripted part because they scream Russia, Russia, Russia at everything. If you're moving too fast, he's a Russian. So the Democrats did their part. So it was a direct attack on Trump. Immediately after Trump is sworn in, the DOJ, Hillary, Obama operatives, Comey, they start the direct attack. It was on Sessions. Oh, Sessions, he's a racist and all this other crap, right? Then a DOJ Obama appointee, Sally Yates, says, I've got news that General Flynn has been in contact with the Russians and he might be compromised. And she says, there's a Russian investigation, an FBI investigation, or I should say, into the Russians. And the White House counsel, who Yates talks to, not Trump, asks for more information. And the day before the promised additional information is to be provided by Yates to the White House, Comey sets up a dinner with Trump. If he can get Trump to ask about Flynn or to try to intervene regarding Flynn or Russia, then Trump can be charged with interfering with an FBI investigation. And suspects believe that Comey likely tried to tape that meeting. Folks, these people are scurrilous. So he knows it's a setup, that he's probably being recorded. Maybe because his phone calls in the White House as president have already been bugged and released to the media. You remember those stories, right? But regardless, President Trump doesn't take the bait. What does he care? You got information on Flynn? Look into it. You want to look at the Russian stuff? Look into it. But he cuts Flynn loose. And, if you can say that damaged him, I don't think it was that big of a deal, but maybe so. So at this point, Comey on more than two occasions has said to the president, you're not under investigation, but he won't state it publicly or to Congress. Trump knows that all this stuff that we're talking about here is going on with Comey, but he's got to be careful. He has to get his attorney general, the deputy AG in place. He's leveraging them on the Russian narrative because he's going to get rid of Comey in a way that he can get all this evidence. So Comey and others, they testify in Congress, and under oath, both Sally Yates and intelligence officials from the Obama administration say there's no evidence of collusion between Trump and the Russians. More importantly, while Comey refuses to say that Trump's not under an investigation, he testifies that he's informed the Senate Intelligence Committee heads who is under investigation regarding Russia. Now, Trump doesn't tell anybody at the White House he's moving against Comey, as I said earlier, doesn't want any leaks. But he contacts Senator Grassley and confirms that Comey told the senator that Trump was not under investigation personally. Then he gets the attorney general and the AG to legitimately review Comey's actions, highly unprofessional, and recommend that they terminate him, and they terminate him, and then they go seize all his stuff. While Comey's away, 3,000 miles from office, they prepare a letter that fires him. And in the letter, Trump states that he's been told three times that he was not under investigation. The letter gets delivered, and the rest, as they say, is history. But he's got Comey's files, docs, computers, tapes, etc., I should say. They're not taken to the White House or to Trump. They're taken to Sessions. Sessions can tell Donald Trump that Comey had surveillance tapes of him that contradict what he's been telling the president, and perhaps tapes of the conversations of others, the swamp conspirators is what we'll call them. And then Comey learns he's been fired while he's in California on a broadcast. He has no idea what's coming. And then they start screaming about Trump, but the rest is history, folks. And we'll know a lot more about it this week.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.